Welcome back. In the past two lessons, we covered how to eat and what to eat for fat loss. In today's lesson, we're going to discuss how to exercise for fat loss. Because if you want to lose body fat, exercise is critical. It doesn't matter whether you want to lose 15 pounds, lose 70 pounds, or even get into this kind of shape. Exercise is the common denominator. But here's the thing, just like with nutrition, so much is written about exercise that it can seem like you're doomed without the perfect program. Well, that's just more nonsense I'm sick of hearing. Having personally coached thousands of clients and having worked with some of the brightest minds in exercise physiology, I can tell you this. Fat loss comes from doing just a few simple things. And my goal today, teach you what they are so that you can start doing them right away. The first thing you need to know about exercising to lose fat, you need to do something, and you need to do it now. Simply put, you need to get moving. Now, I bet you're wondering, what kind of exercise is best? Well, when exercising to lose fat, there are two specific goals. The first is to burn calories, and the simplest way to do that? Aerobic exercise, like walking, jogging, running, or riding a bike. But here's the thing. If you only do aerobic exercise, you may also lose muscle mass. That's a problem because it'll lower your metabolism. But more to the point, with aerobic exercise alone, you probably won't end up looking as good as you can, as fast as you can. So you'll also need to do some exercise that preserves muscle to stay strong, look good, keep your metabolism high, and burn fat faster. And that means resistance exercise, like weights or body weight training or circuit training. In the end, if you want to lose the most fat and look your best, you have to do some calorie burning exercise and some muscle preserving or even muscle building exercise. So now that we know what kind of exercise to do, let's talk about how much. I'm going to give you a really simple answer here. 5 hours per week. That's what works with our clients, and there's strong research to support the recommendation too. In fact, we did a study with the University of Wyoming where we looked at 1,500 people who exercised regularly. And the key result was this. Those who exercised at least 5 hours a week were happiest with their bodies, while those who exercised less didn't get the results they wanted. So here's the key takeaway. The ideal amount of exercise is around 5 hours per week on average. Now, some clients come to us doing almost 5 hours per week already. So if they're close to the magic 5 hour number, we just ask them to pump up the volume a little or maybe change the kind of exercise they're doing. But the truth is, other clients come to us doing a lot less, sometimes no exercise at all. So what do we do with them? Well, let me first tell you what we don't do. We don't ask them to jump to 5 hours right away, because for most people, that's too much. Instead, we ease them into it, asking them to do just a little more than they're currently doing. Not only is that easier for them, it's the right thing to do. In fact, it's the only thing to do. This expectation that people can make massive, instant changes to their lives and make them last is the biggest reason people fail to lose fat and keep it off. But we'll talk more about that later in the course. If you're doing nothing right now, just focus on moving a little more and exercising an hour or two each week. And if you're doing more exercise than that already, just gradually increase your volume until you reach 5 hours each week. And make sure you're both doing calorie burning exercise, like jogging, and muscle preserving exercise, like training with free weights. At this point, I want to share with you the single most important thing you will ever learn about exercise for fat loss. It's a concept called progressive overload. In plain English, it means consistently challenging yourself to do a little more or a little better. For example, let's say yesterday you went for a 10-minute jog. Well, then today, go for 11 minutes. In your last workout, let's say you lifted 150 pounds. Then today, lift 155. That's progressive overload. Every time you do physical activity, you write down what you did, and the next time you do more or you do better, even in the smallest ways. It's a really powerful and unbelievably easy technique. So let's recap. The simple keys to exercising for fat loss are, first, get moving. Do some exercise and do it right away. Next, mix calorie burning exercise like jogging with muscle preserving or building exercise like training with free weights. Next, work your way up to 5 hours of exercise per week. Finally, track what you do and challenge yourself to do a little more or a little better each time. As long as you do these four things, you'll lose fat quickly and for good. And if you want some help putting it all together, check out the sidebar on the right. So go ahead and check out these free exercise programs. Pick one and start doing it right away. And tune back in tomorrow to discuss the topic I get the most questions about, bar none, nutritional supplements. We'll talk about which ones you should take, or if you should take any at all. See you then.